Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Over the middle, that's caught for Njoku and a touchdown. Winston is picked, intercepted. Bonito, goodbye. No flags. Touchdown, Denver. Winston, end zone, Njoku. Touchdown. Third and 11. Down the middle. Mims. He's gone. Oh. Touchdown, Denver. Can Cleveland answer? They try with Judy. They got him. He's going the other way. Touchdown as the Browns and Broncos trade blows. Here's a pick. Intercepted. And that should end the night. McMillan. The other way. Touchdown, Broncos.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. Happy Tuesday. I had something I was going to say to you. Oh, I know what it is. Hey, it's Jeremy and Joe. Let's get stupid right off the bat.
Yeah?
Okay. The NFL announces that Jameis Winston will start the Black Friday game next year.
In.
It doesn't
matter where he is.
Don't care where he is. Yeah. Don't know. Just, yeah. Jameis has put a little his face on the schedule. Yeah. Jameis's team.
And be your risk of signing him in the offseason is you got to know he's got to start that game. I don't care who. If the Bills sign him,
got to play.
You're right. The downside, the consequence of that is you can have him as your backup. He has to play the Black Friday game.
And maybe Christmas.
Yeah,
and
I'm in for him
Thanksgiving
to play
prime
one,
time.
I'm in just one prime time game a week, yeah. Which is Jameis Winston out there. He's amazing, right?
Yeah,
he is a what a delight that he exists, Jameis Winston. He is just there's jokes made about the league being better with him in there, and he's fun. Like no, he legitimately is more fun to watch every single week, both ends, right? Like the positive end, and then the negative end. It's funny. Which, of course, is a pick six at the end of the game when they were only down one.
Two pick sixes for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, those will get a lot of attention. He did throw for 497 yards and a bunch of touchdowns.
How about Cleveland deciding to throw him 58 times in that football game?
What do you have to lose?
I thought about that because he, everywhere he's gone, has been the same person, right? He's a little, he's not even a little, he's very erratic. He is going to light up the defense, though, at the same time. And the Cleveland Browns are supposed to be like a run team, aren't they? With like play action and Stefanski from Minnesota and Chubb. And I thought, like, I wonder if coaches just watch him for like four plays in a row and go, he's heating up. Should keep throwing it. It looks good. Look, the ball coming out of his hands, it looks good. And it's like so captivating to keep having him throw that coaches just can't look away. They can't possibly hand the ball off the way he looks sometimes.
The way he drops back and throws the ball is what, when you were 10 years old, you envisioned yourself dropping back and throwing it. You're like,
yeah.
Surveys over the middle, fires. Like that's Jameis Winston at every point.
Even his like mannerisms when he's like scrambling around with two hands on the ball. He looks like you told an actor that's never played football before to play a quarterback when he's running around in the backfield.
He beat the Steelers.
He did do that.
He beat the Ravens.
He probably should have beat the Broncos, but
maybe should have beat the Broncos.
Again, he threw for 500 yards. Is that a great game? It's a great game. Two pick sixes, maybe it's not a great game.
Well, do you want the stat of the day? Because it's not just the 500 yards. He also, if you add in the interception return yards, it's the most yards ever thrown for in a game in the NFL.
Ever?
Yeah, the most
all yards.
The most air yards going both ways, 668 yards. Combined passing yards plus interception return yards is the most by any quarterback in a game in NFL history.
Maybe that's why he couldn't get the ball out to the edge at the end, and it was a pick. His arm was tired.
Maybe.
He threw for 600 yards in the game.
And then after the game, he said he's hoping for the Lord to deliver him from pick sixes.
Yeah.
He said that. He's a gem.
Yeah.
Broncos win. The AFC playoff picture after that one is, I mean, it's not quite totally locked up, but, man, it looks pretty solid. The Colts are the only team, they have a 24% chance.
Yeah.
And after that, the next closest,
Miami.
The Dolphins have 16.
Yeah.
And
not likely.
No, not at all. The Bengals are 2%. And you're looking at Denver probably making it.
Although, that was a weird Denver game, too. Like,
yeah.
They did not look great defensively at times. They were chucking the ball down the field, it felt like, trying to match Winston. Like, Bo Nix, the amount of times he threw the ball down the field was pretty wild. I had watched a good amount of Denver this year, and I don't remember that. I don't remember them being this air it out, let's throw the ball 50 yards down the field once a drive type of team. And it did work the one time. That throw that Bo Nix makes to Mims down the seam is just a laser beam right on the mark. So, kind of a weird game for Denver. I don't expect them to look like that very often.
Yeah. Well, good for Denver. They got a win. I learned something about Denver last night. I had to Google what they were chanting. Do you know?
No.
Did you catch that?
No, I missed it.
So you're watching a Denver game, and after a play, you just hear this three-syllable chant. And I'm...
After a play? Like a touchdown?
Well,
like,
I didn't know what the play that earns the chant was yet, but it's just... Yeah, it's not a touchdown. During the course of play, and I think it's when they're on defense. I mean, I know the answer now. So yes, it's when they're on defense. And I'm thinking, what is it? Do they yell, "It's third down"? You know, around the league, around the world, there are a lot of weird traditions. What you might chant, you know, in college hockey when the announcer says 1 minute left in the third period, and you're like, Colgate game, they'll yell, "And Cornell still sucks," you know, like crowd interactions.
Is that right?
Yes.
Do that?
They do that a lot. That's of college funny. Hockey games.
All right.
Yeah, about your rival.
Yeah.
Definitely. So they're yelling something at Denver, and
okay.
I couldn't figure it out. Well, you two decide if this is cool or not.
Okay.
I looked it up. What do they yell? When a pass falls incomplete, the announcer says, "And the pass is," and the whole stadium goes, "Incomplete."
Oh, it's horrible.
That's it.
That's like tedious.
That's what they do.
That is what Denver is doing.
Yeah, imagine being a Denver fan if that Josh Allen 9 for whatever game happened.
We've been busy.
Like, yeah, you're just
been a party.
It's like a job though. Like you're doing it so much.
Listen, we watch the Premier League, and sometimes they get to a point where they're passing the ball around enough on the buildup that they cheer every pass. Hey.
But that's like, it's an exciting buildup, though.
It's
like,
also too...
It's your team forcing an incompletion.
It's too common of a play to have a chant for, I might want to say.
Are you sure about that? How many incompletions did Jameis have?
Yesterday? I mean, it probably happens 10 times a game, doesn't it? Jameis had 24 incompletions last night.
24 times they got to yell, incomplete.
I think it's lame. I think it's a really lame chant. I'm looking up real quick like how it started. It started against the Chiefs in 96. I like it a little bit more now.
Yeah, right.
It started against the Chiefs. Yeah.
One day in 1996.
Yeah, they had thrown 9 consecutive incompletions, the Chiefs did.
Okay.
So, you know, that though, that's kind of like, that's mocking the other goalie when he's allowed like 5 goals in a row,
yes.
Right? Like, that. Then it's deserved, but what? Mahomes is 20 of 21, and then he throws his second incompletion of the game, and they're down 20, and they're going to go, incomplete.
Yeah.
Oh, get over it. Get over yourselves. That's a terrible chant. I hate it.
Should we do it to the Broncos when they come here in the playoffs?
It's not even I don't even think it's a good troll.
I know. I agree.
I don't like it. That's weird.
I couldn't figure out what it was. I'm thinking, what could it be? What? They're doing it all the time.
There's not even like a tie-in to like Denver Broncos, right? Like, y'all like you maybe notice this in Sabre games, like when they're singing the national anthem, and when they get to the word "star," yep. Stars fans chant "stars,"
and in Washington they shout "red
knights." In
yes,
okay, so
yes,
yeah. So like that tie-ins to your team name. Like, there's no tie-in to Denver Broncos in any context.
No, you're right.
Except, I don't like it.
People know that Denver Broncos are very famous for not being able to complete passes. So that is one tie-in. Mm. That actual Broncos can't complete passes. No. Incomplete.
That's a bad chant. I like their uniforms.
Yeah.
They had the worst uniforms like in the league. At least the most outdated.
They did.
They had not changed their uniforms in like 25 years before this season. So I've liked their update.
Yeah,
they changed it up a little bit.
They look like they went through a modernizer and they're a little bit better.
Which is all they needed.
Yeah,
they needed to go through a modernizer.
They did need what they did.
They needed to stop wearing what Terrell Davis was wearing in 1999 with giant shoulder pads.
Yeah. Well, our number is 803-0550. Today on the show, Howard picks the Bills and the playoffs. Playoff picking start.
Yep.
We know the Bills are in the playoffs. Playoff picking starts today. So that's coming up 8:30. We'll talk with Lindy Ruff at 8 o'clock on the State of the Sabres, who play tonight against Colorado, looking to bounce back and shake off that loss to the New York Islanders, kind of get back on track.
They have 5 home games in a row.
Okay.
3 in a row against Western Conference teams. Colorado, Winnipeg, Utah in the next 3.
Well, get some wins. Find a way. Stack some wins.
And Casey Mittelstadt's returned today.
Welcome back, Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Trade has gone all right. Bo Byram's been playing better. Mittelstadt for Colorado, I think, is fine.
Yeah. You want a quick Saber thought, real quick?
Sure.
On thinking about Mittelstadt for tonight, they can't score right now, right? Two shutouts in the last 3. They haven't scored in 13 straight power plays, so that's back where they can't score on the power play. And I see Chad DeDominicis from Expected Buffalo do a lot of write-ups on this recently. They're a low-event hockey team right now. They're like bottom 3 in expected goals for, and they're a little above average in goals expected goals against. So the Sabres are playing like a low-event style of hockey right now. And we've talked about the difference in style from 2 years ago. How about the difference in personnel? Casey Mittelstadt, Jeff Skinner, and Victor Olofsson combined for 88 goals 2 years ago. And almost 200 points between the 3. And I'm not saying they had to keep those 3. Have they made any intention whatsoever to replace the offense they don't have in those 3 players anymore? Or what I should say is the offense they had in those 3 players 2 years ago? Doesn't look like it.
No,
and right now they look like a team that has not been prioritizing scoring.
Right. One of the questions I've got for Lindy is coming up today, 8 o'clock, is are you by design a low event team?
Right. Which they are.
Yeah.
Right now.
You want to be a low event team, or is it something that you're kind of dealing with right now?
Yeah. So yeah, not very hopeful right now with them because of the offense. Because that was my biggest question in the offseason was, do you have enough people that can score goals and can finish?
And right now it does not look like that.
No, it looks like they have two guys that I trust to do that consistently.
Yeah.
Tuck and Thompson. Like, that's it. Paterka's not even doing it.
No, that's been one player I feel like they've not quite lost, but he's not the same player he was. He was, at one point, the most exciting player to watch. I mean, Tage missed a lot of time last year, so that would have been why Paterka was so high on the list of most exciting Sabres. But every night, you could count on him to have a ton of scoring chances and be amazing, and now, like, that's just, it's kind of missing. So, I don't know.
Yeah, he hasn't scored in 8 games.
Yeah. Did he have a drought that long
last year? Six games without a point. I don't know. He had one of those. He had a really long one 2 years ago. Last year, I bet he might not have had one that long.
803-0550, our number. Watching some of the Jameis Winston pick sixes. There's the first one. Broncos 41-30.
The Winston coaster.
Not 41-34. It was a 9-point game ultimately. 41-32.
What is he next year? Is he a starter somewhere?
Winston?
Yeah. Is he a starter in Cleveland even still?
He should be. He hits that big one over the top to Jerry Jeudy. He missed one over the top to Jerry Jeudy early in the game.
Yeah, he did.
You want to talk about one thing? All right, I'll go here for one quick moment. One thing the Bills offense does not have is that.
What, over the top?
Yep. Do not have it. Do not attempt it. They don't have it.
They don't really attempt it very often.
Last night, and you'll see it in a lot of these games, and maybe it's just because teams play them in such a way they feel they can't, but Marquez Valdes-Scantling caught another deep ball over the top.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to complain. I'm not here to say anything's wrong, but can we all just at least note it? They don't even try it over the top, down the field. I had C.J. Stroud last week shooting deep, looking for Nico Collins, or maybe it was Tank Dell, but underthrown. And last night, Jameis misses Jerry Jeudy on one deep and hits him on another one later. Two in the same game to the same guy. The Bills do not try it. The Chiefs try it. They don't hit it. They try it to Worthy all the time. Mahomes misses him all the time.
He missed him again on Friday.
Yes, he did.
Play to win the game, or to end the game.
He misses him all the time.
Yeah.
And the Bills do not try that play.
I'm trying to think of the last time they did. I remember
MVS week one?
I was going to say week one, there was a bomb down the field that he missed. Because isn't that a Cooper play right for them right now?
In theory.
Yesterday it was Jeudy for Cleveland. And if Cooper was on the Browns right now with Winston, I'm sure they'd be doing the same thing with him.
That can be a Curtis Samuel play if he can run. If he's healthy enough to run.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you're getting Coleman plays down the field, right? But those are not running behind the cornerback, which is part of it is the receiver, right? Like, Coleman's not often going to be the guy that's behind the secondary, and then you just got to lay it out for him. Usually it is going to be a jump ball, which is why I'm thinking of Cooper for this a little bit more. And no, there's nothing I can think of since MVS, especially not that they've connected on.
No.
And I wouldn't count like Shakir against the Ravens where Allen's like buying 6 seconds and he's by the sideline, right? And he's just whipping it down the field. The plays I'm thinking of, Winston drops back in the pocket, receiver beats his corner, and he just chucks the ball down the field. Like those are the plays that I'm thinking of. And yeah, I can't remember the last time the Bills have tried one. Is that a problem though? Is that like a it's not a fatal flaw, I don't think, but is it something that they're going to have to do once, twice?
It's a good question.
Like, they are very efficient, and they still get their big plays, right? Like, they're getting their big plays through Yak right now. Shakir does that a lot. James Cook is giving them that. Allen does that himself, running the ball, and his scrambling ability out of structure. He'll give you explosive plays that other quarterbacks don't. So, I don't know. I feel like they could live without it. I think you'd rather have it, obviously, and maybe that's to come with Allen and Cooper, but I think they could live without it.
When's the last one? Is it Gabe against Pittsburgh? We ripped it away from Minka Fitzpatrick. How many years ago is that?
Oh, that can't be right.
Is that too far back?
That is so far back.
Okay.
But I'm not saying you're wrong. It just feels like that would be crazy.
I mean, it's not. Is it Diggs against Tennessee?
Okay.
Is that last year? I'm trying to mix my seasons together.
Diggs had a few early in the year, I think. But, like, since then, yeah, I don't know.
Just doesn't
some of those plays, though, yesterday, like, Judy is 10 yards behind
that's what
any
I mean.
Bronco defender.
That's,
and I wonder...
That's part of what I mean. The Bills literally never get a guy 10 yards behind a defender.
I wonder, though, is there a defense that ever is playing defense like that against them? You
right,
know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
Like, if the Bills were ever going to play... If Sean McDermott had to play Josh Allen, and what would he do on defense? He would never in a million years let there be a moment where there is where a safety is not the last man on the field.
That said, they got by Nico Collins this year.
That was a rookie, though.
Right? Sure, right. Yeah.
No, I know.
Coverage breakdowns, anything.
Yeah.
It's, again, not complaining, but, man, they haven't had an over-the-top touchdown in forever. And maybe that is, oh, you know what? I mean, Diggs last year against Kansas City was a shot.
That would have been the play.
He didn't catch it. Yeah. Also, Allen missed Diggs a bunch of times last year when they were going down the field like that. So maybe it's on, maybe it's they don't call it because the quarterback doesn't hit it that much. Could that be it?
Well, also, really, how long can I say that we're still kind of waiting for Cooper to hit? You know, like, how much opportunity has there been for that? He was new right away, and then he got hurt. Right? And then he came back, and what have we had since then? He had one game against Kansas City where he played half the snaps, and he made a couple big plays. I mean, you could argue those Cooper plays are approaching what we're talking about, right? Because what are the plays that Cooper makes against Kansas City? Those are just straight fade routes. That's it. That's just line up against your corner, jab step inside, beat him to the outside, down the field, lay it out for him. So they weren't 50 yards down the field and he's way behind the defender, but those are the plays that you're getting closer on. And then this past week, it's the snow and you might not want to do as much down the field. He only had three targets. The game was also way out of hand in the second half. So if the game had been closer, maybe Cooper has seven targets in the game, even in the snow, instead of three.
Yeah.
So I think Cooper's the one I'm waiting on, and I still feel like there hasn't been a chance for that to really pop. Other than, again, the Kansas City game, and I had two, three plays in the Kansas City game that were getting kind of close to what we're talking about.
Maybe part of your answer is when Cooper is able to be viewed as a fully formed product, when he's out there 6 weeks in and Coleman's on the other side.
Yes.
Could that be it? Like the two of them together? Because we've seen very little of that. Five quarters?
Right.
It is.
And in those five quarters, it looked like that's what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Like, Matt Collins was not playing nearly as much. Like, he was almost, like, just coming on for rest when other guys needed a rest. So I think when they get back on the field healthy, like, whenever they're in 11 personnel, which is still most of the time, like, I think those are your two boundary receivers.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so. I mean, you drafted Coleman to do that, unless you're going to start using him as a power slot, which they have not done. 803-0550. Anyways, we get started here on a Tuesday morning. I've got instant trivia for you and for Josh when we get back.
Ooh.
Next segment. Yeah, real good, solid instant trivia to get started. You know, wake you up. Jaren Joe's Knowledge Emporium at 7:30.
Yep.
We give you stats or stories from each and every single game from the past week that you might have missed. Get you some info on that. Did anyone else miss Terry Pegula talking about winning the Super Bowl in the locker room?
I did see that. Yes. I only saw it the one time, though. I don't even remember exactly what he said.
Man, yeah, a few words in the moment, but that's what he said. Like, they are celebrating their fifth straight division title, and Terry walks in. McDermott brings him over, and he's got a big jacket on. He's outside. Looks like he's pretty happy. He's like, we got five. Now let's get that one. That's a pretty big thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
It's just speaking.
Was he saying the Super Bowl, though, or did he mean the one seed?
No, he meant.
Because Allen said the one seed.
There's
like,
no.
Like 5 minutes before that.
If he meant the one seed. I guess he could have meant the one seed.
Now let's get the one. I think he might have meant the one seed.
No, that
now that I'm
one.
Thinking about it. Allen, I don't have to connect the two, but Allen had said in this press conference right before that not our next goal is the one seed.
Yeah, that's their next goal, but that is not their goal.
You think when he says the one,
yes,
he means the
he
Super
means
Bowl.
We've got five, which is a number of accomplishments. Let's get that accomplishment.
Right. He's not speaking within the context of the season.
No. He says, we got five. Now let's get that one. Maybe, I don't know, maybe some, I hadn't thought about that. Maybe some of the players thought he meant the one seed. I think he meant the Super Bowl. 803-0550. Instant trivia on the Bills. When we get back, you'll like it. I think you'll be good at it, too. And, you know, we'll get you through as we approach Bills-Rams and the chase for the one seed. What it's worth is a discussion to have, and we'll have that with you as well. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe on WGR. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
Jameis Winston.
He's a quote.
I mean, question. Will that hit the debate shows today next to Stevie Johnson's tweet asking why God would, right? Like, that's it's kind of same ballpark.
Uh-huh. A little bit. Yeah.
Jameis Winston. He threw two pick sixes. Of course, we love Stevie no matter what. So, love Stevie that day. That was when Bills Mafia was kind of born. That game. That moment.
That game?
That moment. That tweet. That's the concept. That was it.
Right. I always feel like I hear different stories about it, though. Fitz told one recently, didn't he? Where he took credit for it, kind of. Maybe they all deserve some credit for it.
Maybe.
Yeah, that game. Were they 0-8 that game?
That sounds right.
They were 0-8?
That sounds right.
And he dropped the pass in overtime?
He did, and then they went on to lose it, yeah. Anyway, you want some instant trivia?
Yeah, sure.
I've got good instant trivia. Good, fun instant trivia for Bills fans out there.
Get the grinds gearing in this morning.
Get the grinds gearing.
Yeah,
that's a good indicator of the gear.
Yes.
Get the grinds.
The grinds gearing.
All right, here we go. Time to get those grinds gearing. It's the Bills have won five consecutive division titles. You may know this. You may have heard. You may have attended a lot of these games to clinch. There are how many players that have been on all five AFC Ooh. East championship teams? The answer is 10. The 10 Bills that have been a part of all five AFC East titles in
okay.
a row.
This is good.
Thanks to Joe Marino, who we'll talk to tomorrow. Joe tweeted this out yesterday, and I snagged it. And if you didn't see it, then good. You can play.
Josh Allen.
Yes. He's
That's...
You know how Sporkle lists, like... Remember Sporkle, by the way?
Sporkle, yeah.
Yeah. It lists most... The answers that are got the most, everyone gets Josh Allen. Yes. Josh Allen's correct. Nine more.
Tyler Bass.
Yes. Tyler Bass is correct.
Reed Ferguson.
Also correct.
Oh, I would have think. Thank goodness Josh is here. I would have started going through the positions and not gotten a long snapper. All right, that's 3 of 10.
Seven more.
Deion Dawkins.
Correct. Six more.
Dawson Knox.
Five more.
Matt Milano.
Four more.
there anybody else on defense that's going to work for this? Oh, yeah. Ed Oliver's here by 2020, right?
That is correct. Ed Oliver. Three left.
When was DeMar Hamlin drafted?
No.
Too soon?
I don't think yet.
I feel like
no,
close.
Because he's still in his rookie contract. It's another way to do this.
That's true. Yeah.
They'd either have to be a first-round pick on the fifth year, or they'd have to be under their second contract to be on this list. How about...
Buffalo Bills players to be on all five AFC East champion teams the last five in a row. You've got seven of the ten.
I'm going to say Spencer Brown is wrong.
You're correct that Spencer Brown is wrong.
He's not. Okay.
It's a good non-guess.
It's a non-guess. Yeah, it's an elimination from the list. These going to be, I mean, I'm out of important players.
No,
or like you're stud players.
You're not.
There's Quentin Morris.
No.
Okay. Sorry. He's been here for a while.
Okay, I'm not out of important players.
Nope.
So, Taron Johnson.
You have the, of course, most forgotten important player of all time, Taron Johnson, is correct.
Yes.
The last two are the toughest to get, I think. Five full seasons.
Reggie Gilliam.
That is correct.
Yeah. You helped me get there with Quentin Morris.
One more. Bills player to be on all five AFC East champion teams. Think of who they've drafted. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Who's not on his rookie contract? That's a good way to do it.
Yeah. Who's not on their rookie contract? Oh, Epinesa?
That is all 10.
Epinesa. Okay.
10 for 10, including a non-guess of Spencer Brown.
A non-guess of Spencer Brown, yeah.
You did well.
Just wanted to make sure that was wrong, because I thought he was like a backup maybe in his first year, but no. All right.
Yep. They're the five, or they're the 10 that have been on for 5 years.
Well, good for them. Five-time champions.
One fun question we just took a bet off the bet board this weekend.
Yes.
Because we had a bet that the Bills would have a lateral. I said yes, and you paid.
Yeah,
already paid me.
I got to eliminate. I got to erase that up
20
there.
$20. Yeah. I got $20 when 20 Cooper bucks. Lateraled that.
Yep.
And we need a new bet on the bet board. I think a fun bet would be, I mean, we'd have to live to see it, but how many in a row would you comfortably say it'll end up being?
Ooh.
It's five.
What should the right over-under be?
What's the right number right now?
The over-under on division titles in a row should be like 7.5?
I think that's a good number.
7.5? That would be, an over would be three more in a row?
Yep.
Wouldn't you want to take the over?
I mean, you'd want to.
You'd want, well, I mean, like, there would be, you know, a formula I bet that could get you to, okay, maybe the under is better. A lot of things can happen, but look what's around them right now. Aren't they going to win it five times in a row again?
The longest streak ever is 11. The next closest ones are 7 and 6. So 7.5 might be the right number.
What are the Chiefs at right now?
7.
Okay.
Okay. Like, will they... That's another bet opportunity is who doesn't win their division first.
The Chiefs have 8 consecutive division titles.
8 consecutive? If I put that bet to you, that's a different one. Wouldn't you say Chiefs? Who's more likely to not win their division first?
Bills or Chiefs?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the opponents, right, like the opponents, it's not even really close, I think.
But that can turn on a dime.
It could.
And this season is a good example of that. Coming into this season, the East was supposed to be like, oh, look out.
Yeah.
And 2 years ago, the West was supposed to be, oh, look out.
Right.
And then it just wasn't.
Right.
Remember, Devontae Adams went to Vegas, and the Chargers, oh, they're going to be good again. They made the playoffs.
They traded for like Khalil Mack, maybe.
Yeah. And the Broncos, I forget why. Russell Wilson. Right. Yeah. It was the West was supposed to be really good, and what happened? It was a complete mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this year, that's the East. It was supposed to be really competitive and a complete mess.
Yeah. And so it could.
Good.
Drake May could be unbelievable, right? And maybe they figure it out around him. But aren't they all a couple years from reasonably being able to do that? Versus, like, I think you could say the Chargers now with Harbaugh have real staying power. And there's not a team like that in the AFC East. You could argue that. But if the number is 7.5, I think I would still want to take the over. I'd want to say the Bills are going to win three more divisions in a row. The Jets are going to rebuild, aren't they?
I think so.
They're going to start over. They're at least going to have new people. I don't know if they're going to go young.
They can draft a quarterback because they're going to be at the top if they really want to. Although any quarterback is probably going to be overdrafted.
Yeah, that's probably year. Right.
But the Jets could start over with a quarterback. The Patriots, you know, Drake May, all basically reviews of Drake May are this dude is it. He's fine. They got to figure something out around him. Whether they change their coach or what they do for talent around him, I mean, I feel like it's pretty much consensus. Drake May looks pretty good. And then there's Miami where, I mean, right now, it's almost like they're going through an identity shift away from Hill and into Achan and Jonnu Smith.
And, like, dump offs, right, and short passing game.
Yep.
And they have, I think they have, like, the second oldest defense in the league. A lot of those guys are on one-year contracts.
Yep.
So what will that look like next year? Like, they might have had a tighter window because of their age of some of their guys, and they haven't had they have like three draft picks last year? Like, I wonder what kind of young talent they have developing in volume. Like, I think Chop Robinson looks good, and there's a couple other pieces, HN from last year, but I don't know. Like, Miami, they're going to have a new GM, I think, right? Like, there's rumors about that Chris Greer is on the hot seat, and they might move on from him after the year. And then that puts McDaniels future in doubt because is a new GM going to want his own coach, or are they going to let McDaniel choose the GM, or like what are they going to do there? I just think there's a lot of questions to be asked in Miami that I wouldn't be very confident in what the answers are going to be. And they have a quarterback where I think you have to plan that he's going to miss three games every year.
Yeah, probably.
Like, that's just he once in a while last year. Every fourth year, he'll play a full season. And then the other two, he's going to miss four games. Maybe there'll be a year where he misses eight games. Like, I think you just have to plan on that team is going to miss their quarterback. So this year, like, okay, what they get derailed by? In part, they got derailed by their quarterback missing time. I think that's baked into the Dolphins' game plan right now.
So the Dolphins have not yet played the Jets. They play this week. It's kind of the funny stat where the Bills win the division having not yet played New England.
Right.
And they also won the division before the Dolphins could play the Jets. You wonder if the NFL would look at this and say, hey, maybe we shouldn't completely backload the schedule with division games. Because the East has this, and so does the North. The Steelers got to 10 games before they had a division opponent.
Right.
Right. Was the Bengals game this last week Pittsburgh's first division game, maybe second?
It was their second.
The Browns, because they played the Browns on Thursday in the
third.
Snow.
They played Baltimore.
Okay.
But those three
the last three games.
Their last three games, and they hadn't played one, I don't think, before that.
Right. The NFL has really, really backloaded the schedule with divisional games. And, I mean, not to say, like, New England has a gripe about it, but...
But the consequence of it is those games are all... They're supposed to be meaningful games that are now really not.
It's really tough, yeah.
Like, you haven't... How many meaningful games has the AFC's had this year? Three?
Sure. Bills, Jets, Bills, Dolphins, and two. That's it.
Two.
Second Bills, Dolphins.
You've really had a whole division, and it's probably more to do with how bad those teams have been, but also in combination with that is right, that the schedule's backloaded. You've had two games in an entire division that really felt like it meant anything.
Yeah. 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Lindy Ruff at 8 o'clock. Howard picks the Bills in the regular season and playoffs coming up at 8:30. He asked me, do I have to do playoffs? And I said, yes. That's right. We got a playoff machine. You might as well do the playoffs. Bills, of course, are going to the playoffs. Maybe you scouted a little bit of Denver last night. They are the favorite to probably be the 7 seed with Indy, Miami, Baltimore's in that mix.
Denver's got the same record as Baltimore right now.
Right. Baltimore's in the mix to be the 7 as well. So we'll keep track on that. And the Bills are talking 1 seed, as they should be. We'll talk about that with you. What really goes into it, what's to gain from it, because it is a little bit of a dance. What you're trying to gain, you want to make sure you don't burn yourself out getting that small, well, big advantage. And we'll track that over the next couple of weeks. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
I heard it.
Well, I mean,
that was a lot of boos, huh?
It sounded like it.
What that mean? It was a lot of catches, too. You know, it was high emotions, but, you know, like I said before, you all want to beat the team that you used to play for, you know, but, you know, we came up short. Like I said, we got to find a way to finish, find a way to win.
Jerry Jeudy set an NFL record for yards against a former team in the first game back against a former team, 233, 235 last night. He didn't win the game. He didn't win the game because he played for the Browns. He did win a lot of people their fantasy matchups. If you have Jerry Jeudy in, and he goes up for 230, I mean,
it was hard to do wrong with anybody last night, but what did Jeudy have? Like, in a PPR league, he 23 from yards, 9 from receptions, throw 32, and then a touchdown.
Yeah.
A 38-point game.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Jeremy and Joe with you here on a Tuesday on WGR as we gear up for a Sabres game tonight. We'll talk with Lindy coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. Howard picks the Bills at 8:30. Sabres and Avalanche tonight. And off we go into the next round, the next NFL week, Bills and Rams. I've got a thought on the Bills, a bullish thought. I'm gonna save it till 7 o'clock though, because it's legacy stuff. Yesterday, listening to the afternoon show, people calling in like, "Is Josh better than Jim Kelly?" Like, yeah, definitely. And just, you know, what are we watching? Watching greatness. Watching all that we're seeing here from. Yeah. This group, especially from the quarterback, and just, you know, what you get out of this group.
I heard that call, and I immediately went to YouTube and watched Jim Kelly highlights just to see, like, how different does it look?
Yeah.
And it's like, you could do this with Allen probably in any quarterback ever. He just moves so differently.
Yeah, I think...
He's a horse playing quarterback.
The best way to put it without trying to, like, take anything away from Jim Kelly is, I thought maybe Bulldog said this, how often was this guy the best in the league?
Right.
And Jim's a Hall of Famer. It was amazing.
Right.
Was he the best quarterback in the league and how many times? Because Allen, well, he might be number two a lot of times. Like, right now he feels like number one. And you could have made the case he was number one before. So just based on peers, where did he rank among... There's a super draft of quarterbacks at this exact moment. Where does he go? I mean, Allen probably goes one or two.
Yes.
And Kelly might have gone four. Or six in some years. I don't know. I thought that was the best way to put it. That, you know, Allen's just, he's just so different. It's ridiculous what he does.
Yeah. Their accolades, I mean, the MVP would be the separator, right? Like, Kelly was an all pro, a first team all pro one time. Allen hasn't been that yet, right?
It's hard to do that.
It's hard to do that in this AFC, especially. He doesn't, and Kelly never got the MVP. He finished second for the MVP in 91. I think, did Thurman actually win it that year? He did. He finished second the year that Thurman won it. So his own running back won it. That's the 90s, a little different. Allen is just like that. That's where it'll be, you know, different, I think. Is by the end of it, there's going to be more hardware. There's at least going to be more individual hardware. Him winning the Super Bowl would be the other thing that separates them, because he's probably not going to four Super Bowls, so that's a lot.
You know, you say that.
What? He could. I'm not saying he couldn't. I'm just, it's a lot.
That's right. The thing I wanted to talk about next segment was that the way I feel about the Bills right now is, don't get mad at me for this, don't yell at me about this, but the general thought I have is, you know, if you're going to win three, it's time to win one. That's how I feel about them right now.
Uh-huh.
Why can't that dude win three?
Uh-huh. Get the ball rolling?
We're late. We're behind schedule. Go win the first one, because I think you're going to win a couple. And that's... I don't know. Am I allowed to say that? They don't have any. Are you allowed to talk about two before you have one? Probably not. But anybody else feel that way? It's not even just, we've moved past, Joe, I want to get one before I die. I want to see the Bills get one. We've moved into, you're late. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the whole this is the year for me is, how could a guy this good not win it? I feel like it is getting further and further to that side of it, which, you know, you want to make that into a McDermott point. Some people will. But anybody else live there? Feeling this guy should probably have a couple, and it's time to get the first one to then chase more, because he doesn't have to be three behind Mahomes forever. 803-0550. Anybody else brave enough, tongue-in-cheek a little there, to say that's how they're living right now? It's time to get one because you should end up with a couple. Are you nervous? Like hearing me even say that?
A little bit, yeah.
803-0550. Who else lives there? Because that's what I feel about them right now. We got an open segment. If you want to chime in on that, you can call me nuts. Or just like let's talk about it. We're not on the team. We're not going to jinx them, I don't think. 803-0550 to join us here on WGR.